We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Twins baseball tonight, 6:30 pregame and 7:10 first pitch from Milwaukee. So look forward to that here. They lost 4-2 to the Royals. Twins get swept over the weekend. Mike Max, good morning.
Good morning, David.
That out of Milwaukee is where I saw that story from the Journal Sentinel, Mike, that says the Big Ten will cancel their fall football season, could do it today, and then they will try play apparently next spring.
Putting it off again, and it all sounds good, but I don't know if they can pull that off either. I mean, all these sports are moving it to spring. It'll all depend on where they're at that point in time, but they're also going to have to if they get that in place, they're going to have to reconfigure television contracts, and I don't know what they'd be up against in terms of the Masters and the NCAA basketball, and I don't know when it would exactly fall, but it might be pretty stiff competition if everything else is going at that time. But you do what you can right now, and that's all you can do, and you try to figure out a way to, for a number of different reasons. You want obviously at the NCAA Power Five conferences, you want the money, but you also want kids to get an experience, and you want that to be a part of your brand as an institution and all those things. And it's just taken such a hit now, and I don't quite understand why they went so far with it last week, and the plan seems so so detail oriented. The Big Ten, that is. I mean, they had to spend a lot of money to get that plan in place if they're just going to nullify the season the next week. So that surprises me a little bit. And, the presidents, obviously, if they're carrying the day, they think differently about that stuff than the athletic people sometimes do. But if they did, then I would imagine that the other Power Five conferences are going to have to feel something pretty similar. And, in the SEC, they probably got more cash on hand to sustain a season that doesn't happen than even the Big Ten does. So they can probably afford it a little bit more. And plus, they don't have as many sports to underwrite. But this is going to be a big blow financially. And I don't know how you begin to figure out what stays, what goes, what gets cut. But there's going to be a lot of stuff like that.
You know, it's interesting, Mike, is homecoming this year. There may not be a homecoming for anybody.
Online homecoming, whatever that means, huh? that'd be quite a parade, I guess, huh? All that stuff. I mean, all the traditions, all the things that you plan for, and there's so many ancillaries to this that you mentioned last hour about. Did you see? Did they have any problems getting referees? Well, there's a whole lot of guys that will referee football at all levels, high school, college, beyond, and this is something they really look forward to. Refereeing, being involved in sports, all those things, and the guys that run the chains and the people that run the concession stands. I mean, there are just so many people that this envelopes when you call off a season like this, aside from the players and the fans. And it's just it's depressing. You can't get around it. Every time you think we got something good, I mean, Major League Baseball, if they could pull this off, if they can get to a World Series, that might be one of the most significant events of Major League Baseball's history. And if the NFL can play a season, all that we know now, I mean, that is, and I think it is so great that the NBA, the WNBA, and the NHL have found ways to pull this thing off. So at least there's a little bit of hope there. And it's really, based on the ratings and everything else, been just huge for people that they can watch some of this stuff. PGA Championship over the weekend, all that stuff is so important to have a place to go and just get away from it. And that's what the Twins do for me. I'm listening to Dan and Corey. I forget that there's those fans in the stands. And I'm just engrossed in the game for a couple of minutes. And that's fun.
Yeah, it sure is. Lynx lost last night to L.A. 97-81, and then Maxi again tonight. I mean, there is some interesting stuff happening right now in hockey, and that's the fact that the Wild, who are disappointing in their short playoffs, have a shot at the number one pick in the 2020 draft.
Yeah, they've redone all this stuff, and of course the draft hasn't been held yet. Normally that would be a June event, so given where they're at and getting beat out, they've got a chance at that. I'm going to have Bill Guerin on with me later today. I'm filling in for Chad, and he's, of course, the GM. He's going to speak at 10 a.m. as well today in a press conference setting, he and Dean Evason, so they'll kind of talk about the state of the state. But they do need, I think if you watched this last week, they need to figure out how to get younger quicker and how to get some of these guys closer to their prime right now. You know, Donato's got to be better. Fiala looks like he's the real deal. And it should be, you know, they've kind of put off being in full rebuild mode, and I don't know that they necessarily are, but they got to be looking to these younger guys to stepping up and playing more of a role than they have.
Well, they didn't physically distance at that Oakland-Houston game yesterday. Holy smokes, it got kind of nasty there.
Yeah, in Oakland, I mean, that West, I mean, Oakland's playing really well again. They ran off, what, eight straight, whatever it was, and Houston struggled a little bit without Verlander. And, okay, fans, you might not be there to boo Houston, but we remember. How many incidents have they had now this year? Is this the second or third that Houston has had? Yeah. This is... you know, message being sent, so to speak. And Oakland, again, I don't know how they've done it, but they've got a nice team again. And Billy Beane is the most tenured GM, I think, in the game. And he's just been unbelievable out there. And tonight the Twins get Dobnyk pitching. He might be their streak stopper as well as he pitched the last couple of times out. They might he might be the key to this thing.
Wouldn't that be something? It's a great story. Hey, Maxie, I'll listen for you from noon to three today. Anxious to hear what Billy Guerin has to say about the hockey team.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Mike Max, you can catch him on Channel 4, WCCO Television, right here on the radio today, noon to 3. Twins play tonight, 6:30 pregame.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.